Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the second book of The Adventures of Klondike the Frog by Doris Brookshire Jones, Klondike learns a valuable lesson about the true meaning of bravery, courage, kindness, and acceptance when he's confronted by Boomer the Bully. Doris is a wife, mother, grandmother, retired educator, author of The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully, Doris Brookshire Jones, joining us on This Week in America. Doris, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
What an excellent job with the book, the illustrations, the message in particular in the book. What was your inspiration for writing this book, The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully?
Well, bullying is so prevalent in our society today, and I had been bullied in high school, and I just wanted to write about it.
Well, and you do this, there's always something about storytelling. You can get a message across and actually do a little teaching at the same time. Only the readers don't know they're being taught. They're enjoying the story as you're telling that to them. What's the appropriate age for the book? Who is the book designed for?
Well, the book is designed for very young children. I would say who can read, maybe from kindergarten on, but I found that a lot of teenagers have liked the book as well.
Yeah, it's such a powerful message, and you deliver it so well in the book, The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully by Doris Jones, our guest on the program. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Doris's book. Let's talk a little bit about bullying. Do you have any thoughts on why someone bullies? And I say this because you went through this. You're a mother, a grandmother, a retired educator, so you saw this every day in the classroom, I'm sure. Any thoughts on why someone bullies?
Well, you know, I'm really not an expert on it, but I think maybe the bullies want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and they're probably full of self-importance, but they don't feel important. And it might be they just might want to pick on someone who they think they can pick on. If I knew why, I guess that would solve a lot of the problems of the world.
Well, you've got a lot of the
bullies.
Yeah, but you got a lot of the reasons there, and you address those in the book. Talk about Boomer, because he was going through a lot of that as well, wasn't he? He was envious of other people, and that's why he started bullying.
And I think that's the main thing, is envy. Not so much as jealousy. It might be envy of friends, envy of the way someone looks. But I think that's that envy is always at the root of the problem.
Talk about when you developed Boomer. What went into that? What characteristics? And then we'll talk about taking that and translating that into a book for young kids that they can relate to. How did you develop Boomer?
How I developed? Could you now tell me exactly what you're saying?
Well, yeah, when you decided to come up with the character Boomer and give him these characteristics, the characteristics of envy, and he's seeing some other people that are more well-liked than he is, how did you come up with this character?
Well, you know, I was bullied in high school. At the time, it was so long ago, and we didn't call it bullying then.
Yes.
But I was bullied in 10th and 11th grade, and I was so afraid. I was scared to death of this girl, and I never found out. I never discovered why I was being bullied, but that was part of the reason that I wrote the book.
Tell me how you felt during that period. What was that like when you felt that you were being bullied? How did you handle that?
It was very scary. And I would advise anyone never to confront a bully, but I thought that I would just go on about my business and ignore this person. But sometimes it's hard to ignore someone when they're bullying you. But of course, that's what I tried to do. Unfortunately, it did not work. But I would never confront a bully.
That's interesting when you said you would try to go on and act like everything is normal and go on with life, but it isn't that easy, really, is it?
No, it's not. It's never that easy. And it's hurtful. And I think they want to destroy your self-image or your ego or whatever it is, because they feel less than themselves. They don't know, they don't have that feeling of inner worth. So I think they want to destroy someone else's worth.
Doris Jones, our guest on the program, author of the delightful children's book, The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Is it possible for life to go on for you, to maybe put it aside, go on with life in a normal basis, or does it stay with you for a while? Obviously, it still resonates. You, as you're describing this, I can almost see the flashback in your mind that you're going through that.
Well, it does stay with you for a while. It's something that never goes away. But later on, I developed more self-confidence and in myself and in my abilities and in everything. And at that point, I actually felt sorry for the person who was bullying me.
With us on the program is Doris Jones, author of the book, The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully. I mentioned this is the second book. It seems like you've got a series. You've got some great characters here that are really resonating well with a young audience. Are you trying to create a series? Will there be other books?
Well, I have another one called Klondike the Frog, Lost in the Woods. And I have worked on another one, but at this point, I want to find an illustrator. Not that I haven't found one, but I want to find an illustrator that thinks the way I think, you know, that sees through my eyes to illustrate the next book.
Well, talk about the importance of that, because the words are one thing, in crafting the words so that you grab the child's attention and you keep the attention and effectively get the message across. You do that as well with illustrations. What's that like working with an illustrator? So they're actually sort of in your mind. So when you're describing something, they understand what it is you're trying to accomplish. How challenging is that to find someone that's on the same page?
Well, at this point, I would think it's quite challenging because I haven't found anybody. Fortunately, I found a good one for the first book and for the second, but I have not found that person by the third book that I'm working on.
What themes do you like to address in your book? In this one, obviously, we're talking about bullying. Are there other themes that you think are important?
I would think acceptance,
yes,
respect, honor, all of those things.
You know, it's interesting you say all of that. And boy, it was a difficult time, obviously, as you were growing up, as I growing up. But we didn't have social media there. What does that enter into the equation where, boy, you can be anonymously just be very, very rude and bully people online?
Yeah, that is very prevalent now. And fortunately, you know, we do have media, but a lot of times it's used in the wrong way. And that is a problem. That's the problem that we're facing now. But media is very important. If not, I would not be sitting here talking to you now.
Well, that's the trade-off, I guess, and it's sometimes difficult to balance that. We're critical of social media, yet we all refer to it. We all use the new media that's out there. Just, you know, in doing research for writing books, for example, you can find just about anything you want online and save like 20 trips to the library to try to research something. With us on the program is Doris Jones, author of the book, The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. Why do you think bullying is so prevalent in society? What are your thoughts on that as a mother, as a grandmother, as an educator? Why do you think it's so prevalent?
Well, maybe as we just discussed, the media is responsible for a lot of it, and it's not being used in the right way. I think if children, when they're very young and being exposed to the media, were taught to handle it in a more respectful way. This is just my thoughts on it. And I'm by no means trying to blame the parent or the caregiver for this, but I think that they are given too much time on the media without supervision.
Boy, and it's so difficult to figure out what is the right amount of time, screen time, as they call it, to, you know, that you're going to allow the child online, and then to maybe be able to sort of monitor that to see what they're doing during that time. I'm saying more, why it's so prevalent now. Do you think it's more prevalent than when you were teaching and in the classroom, from what you recall? It doesn't appear this is a new problem. We just got a name for it now.
Yes, we just have a name. I think it is more prevalent nowadays than it was, say, years ago. But as I said in the past, we never called it bullying.
Yes.
We just said someone was picking on you. And we hadn't come up with that term yet. But I see every day is getting more prevalent, not only in the classrooms, but in our whole society. We have adults that bully people. And it used to be basically children who bullied other children, but now we have adults doing the same thing.
It's a little frightening when you look around and you realize this is bullying. We used to think, yeah, bullying was something that happened to kids, to young adults. Now we see it happening to adults, and it is a little frightening what we see out there. The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully by Doris Jones, our guest on the program today. What has this experience been like for you? You were an educator. This is sort of an extension, I would think, of the education career. You're getting a message across now and doing it to people beyond the classroom. This has to be exciting for you to have people, kids, being shaped by what they're reading in your books.
I think whether you're an educator or not, if you were ever interested in children, if you have a love of children, you always have it. And once you establish that connection with children, you always feel that connection. And when you're working with them every day, as in the classroom, you get to know a lot about children. You get to know a lot about the things that matter to them, as well as the things that bother them.
And I would think that would make you very effective as a writer, because you've got that knowledge. You're someone who spent your entire life basically around children at home and when you went to work in teaching. This has to give you great insight, and I'm sure it's in the back of your mind, consciously or subconsciously, as you're writing, what it takes to grab their attention and, more importantly, to hold on to that attention.
Yes.
Now, what grades did you teach?
I taught 10 through 12. I taught AP English, creative writing, and also oral communication at one point.
So creative writing and storytelling, that type of thing, has always been, it sounds like, an important part of who you are.
Yes. Yes, it has been.
Have you always wanted to write a book?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I've always written, whether it was journaling or a diary or whatever. I just like to write. I'm a reader and a writer. A lot of times it might not be that important to somebody else, but it's important to me to get my thoughts out and on paper. And it's important to me, as for this book, to get my thoughts on this book and on bullying out to other people as well, especially children.
You're a published author now. The book's out there. It's on sale at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places where you can find books. What's that like, and how important is that now as an author? It's one thing to carve the message. It's the other to do the promotion, like this program, and be able to get the word out there and have people read the book and be inspired by it. What's this whole process been like for you?
Well, I've got the book out there, but I think it's not as important to me about the number of books that are sold, as of course I would like for people to buy them, but I've given a lot of books as gifts. I want to get the message out there because I believe in this book. And I think children, especially young children, 5, 6, 7, 8, or whatever that younger age, I think it would help if they were exposed to this book, if they could read it. And because some of them, believe it or not, are being bullied, and they don't want to tell anybody.
And this sort of gives them, I'm going to say maybe cover, gives them the opportunity to at least discuss it with their parents. And I would think, besides a child picking up this book, reading it, and learning from it, being inspired, this would be a great book for a parent to share with a child, or a child to share with the parent. And maybe discuss, read a little bit together, and then talk about the problems. And I would think, and I'm not an educator, you have been, but I would think that would get them maybe to open up, because they can maybe asking for a friend type of thing. When it's in a story, they can bring up something about themselves without saying, "Mom, I'm being bullied at school as well."
Right. I mean, I would advise anyone who's being bullied. As I said, I wouldn't confront a bully. But even if I saw someone being bullied, if a small child sees another, they should inform the teacher, the principal. And a lot of times the parents don't know, because children just don't like to tell anybody, "I'm being bullied and I'm afraid." So I think if someone else knows, they should report that to the proper person.
A minute or so left in the program. I'm fascinated by the way you go about writing the story. And it's more than just, I want to get the word out there. I want to tell people not to confront a bully. The subtle messages you have in the story, but you really can't say it that way. You have to carve it into a story form with a minimal amount of words. How challenging is that, to take these ideas that you have and not make it sound like you're standing in front of the class and talking to them, but make it entertaining, and at the same time leave them with something when the book is completed?
But I think the main thing is it's acceptance.
Yes.
If we learn to accept others for what they are, whatever they are, that would solve a lot of our problems. Acceptance.
I like that word, acceptance. It just is a very simple word, and it says so much and would have a powerful impact on all of our lives if we were able to do that. The book is so well done, receiving excellent reviews, children reading it, children and their parents reading it, children and their parents reading it together. So it's serving a number of purposes. The book is The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully. It's the second in the series by our guest on the program, Doris Jones. Book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find out all the information on Doris's book. Doris, a pleasure having you on the program. Job well done. Really impacting in a positive way a number of children and their families. Thank you for sharing the message on the program today.
And thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure. With us on the program, Doris Jones, The Adventures of Klondike the Frog, Boomer the Bully. Books available at Amazon. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.